We had talked about where we had estimated the sales tax for 2024 and how conservative we had put that in there and how that would work through the budget process. We opted to not make any changes to the amount that was originally proposed in the sales tax, so it is actually set at the 2022 actual amount. That does allow for some reduction in sales tax in case things turn a little differently than we anticipate, and so that allows us some cushion. In the event we experience a downturn, we wouldn't be looking to do any modifications to the budget. And then the property tax is loaded in there at 3% plus growth. That comes from Hughes County, so we just get that amount from them, and that's what's loaded in there.